Okay, you're very welcome back. Now, Sandra's Run 2017 takes place this day week, Saturday the 1st of July. Roselyn Boyle joins me on the programme now. Hi, Roselyn.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Roselyn, it's one of life's things, isn't it, that this is an amazing event that does amazing work, but it comes from the most tragic event, isn't it, Roselyn?
Yes, unfortunately, we lost our daughter Sandra in 1991 from leukemia. She developed it at the age of 15 and rallied through to one day before she was 18. So she died in the Mater Hospital in Dublin. And then 12 years ago, we thought we'd have a motorcycle run in honour of her. And we raised the money for a Crumlin Hospital for 10 years. And last year for Temple Street in Dublin. And we put machinery into the hospital in Letterkenny 2 years ago. So it's ongoing since, and we're looking forward to next weekend for the big hurley.
Yeah, and I think annually many of us have seen the teddy bears and dolls or the bikes with the teddy bears on them and them tied out and what have you. Where did that part of this fundraising drive come from, Roselyn?
In the 80s, I started with a nurse from Killybegs to do the marathon in Dublin for our ladies' hospital in Crumlin, and then unfortunately Sandra got sick a few years later, so I thought when Sandra was laid to rest that we might be still able to do something for Crumlin, so that's why we started with that. And the teddies are a symbol of all the sick children from Crumlin.
And it's raised over the years an astonishing amount of money. Did you ever think it would get so much traction, Roselyn?
We never did, because the first year we only had 14 bikes and it poured the whole day, and the following year it raised the amount of bikes, and last year we had 290, making it not even one night in Killybegs. It's actually, they come for one night and now they stay for nearly a week because it's ongoing, and we do tour a lot of Donegal. We're going to leave Killybegs next Saturday and go to Dunloe via Nyarn. And we're stopping off in Dunloe for our lunch, and we're going up to Bloody Foreland, going round the top of Maharorty, and coming back up and doing little small roads in Donegal to let the people see the nice scenery we've got here.
While you've mentioned that route, you're also making an appeal for people living along it, aren't you?
You are right, yes. We're asking anybody on that route to put up the teddies. This year we're doing it for Muscular Dystrophy Ireland, which is very close to her heart. Our daughter has got a muscle disorder, and we're doing it for this hospital in Dublin as well. And we're asking anybody that can to put up the teddies on the route and support us and have their banners up and say, well done, Sandra's Run. And hope we put in as much as we did last year. We put in 26,000 last year to Temple Street.
Which is an amount of money that makes a huge difference, doesn't it, to organisations and hospitals and what have you, because it supports them and they need that support.
Of course they do. There's little things that they need that people don't see on an everyday basis, and we are very fortunate here in Killybegs. We've got a very good team of helpers, friends, and all our family are coming from America, Scotland, England and all over Ireland to support us. And it's the people make the difference. We've got a lot of great bikers from all over that come every year. They're coming from England again this year. And they all come to support us, as I say. And we've got a good family and helpers. And, of course, without the donations, we couldn't have the run. We have a great team here that get our donations in. And we're asking anybody that has anything they don't want, like a bottle of maybe something for a prize or sweets or whatever. And any helpers that would like to help us on the way, we're glad to get the help, and we're stopping and running low, and we have a good team there. They're going to help us out of the tea break. We do stop there and have our tea openly and have a nice wee feast and come back to the Tara Hotel. And we have got a meal lined on that Johnny Paul supports with us, and we have Mary B and Paul playing that night, which is a free dance. And we're asking anybody that would like to come out and support us and just come along and see the bikes on the way.
Yeah, because that's what's happened. It's become an annual fundraiser, but I get the impression too, Roselyn, that it's become a sort of a staple on the biker's calendar, you know, people sort of blocking off those couple of days knowing that it's a cracking event.
Yes, that's right. We have people that might only to go out their bike maybe annually for this run, and there are people buying bikes and getting them insured for the day and then selling them off, and they're really looking forward to it.
And these are some cracking motorbikes too, aren't they, Rosaline?
Beautiful bikes, and we did the run there last week for St. Luke's Hospital, and we met a few more that's going to come. There's people coming that haven't been here before, and they're dying to see Donegal. So as I say, there's no good in one day for Donegal. You've got to have a few days. So we're doing the boat trip on the Sunday with Paddy Sleeve League boat trips, and we're all looking forward to that. And then we'll do a wee run out and have a dance the next day as well, and music. It's all fun and laughter, and we're asking everybody to obey not our rules, but their own rules that they were taught and the rules of the road.
And you know what, Sandra, going back to Sandra's running my head. Sorry, Rosaline. Back to the first event, 14 bikes and a bit of a washout, it probably would have been easier to say, right, we've tried it, mister, and we'll pull the pin, but you stuck with it.
We did indeed, and like, it gets bigger and better, and we're all hyped up, and we have a few hurdles to get over this week before we get there, but we'll make it, and we're thankful for your support from the radio as well.
Oh,
it's
our
nice
pleasure.
Very nice of you to give me a ring.
The biker is taking part, know the story. It's 20 quid to get involved, which is nothing. A tenner for a pillion as part of, you know, a 3 or 4 day sort of event. And then people can support along the way. You mentioned the series of events, and you've put loads on, Rosaline. So do you have a Facebook page or a website where people can sort of, if they've picked up bits and pieces but want all the details, that they can go on to?
Yes, we do. We have Jim Boyle, Sandra's Run.
That's simple as that?
That's Facebook, yeah.
Okay.
And I think at this stage, nearly everybody knows us because we've been around a while now.
You might sweep off a few stragglers and killybegs for the dance and that.
You might even get down yourself, you wouldn't know.
I certainly might. I always had a notion of getting a bike.
Yeah, well, I started myself a few years ago when I was down in Cork one day doing a run down there, and I said to the boys, would you like to come up to Donegal for a run we're having here in July?
Uh-huh.
He said, oh my God, how would I get up there? So I looked at him and I said, how do you think I go down here? They phoned me up before Sandra's Run 2 years ago, and they come 8 or 10 of them up every year since.
Amazing.
He loves to do the Highlands of Donegal.
Are you on the front or back of the bike, Rosa?
Oh, I have my own bike.
Do you? Very good.
Showing off.
What is it?
Showing off and bossing them about, I do.
Yeah, but what bike do you have?
Oh, I have a Honda Rebel 250.
Yeah, I'll Google that afterwards. I haven't a clue, but it sounds nice if it's a Honda, I suppose. Some of those are crackers.
Nice, tiny one. Nice, tidy bike. Yeah.
Excellent.
And my husband as well, he's a biker, so we're elected to have so many good bikers in the area. They all come and help us now to put up the teddies during the week, and they're running to see what they can do to help us.
Brilliant.
In every way.
And you can chill out a little bit now and enjoy the event, can you, Rosaline?
Well, I will on the day, because as I say, I can chill out. We've got Charlene Anderson as our surgeon from Bunclana. She'll lead us out.
Uh-huh.
And we have our blood bike from Letterkenny as well.
Okay. They do fantastic work, don't they?
They do great work. And we have our instructor will be with us as well, our bike instructor, Seamus Burke from Letterkenny. And we have a lot of very good trained marshals that come and join us. We don't have to ask. They phone us up and say we're coming.
Yeah.
Paramedics as well. Hopefully, we never need them.
Yeah, exactly. But it's reassuring for people, perhaps. But you know, it's good that people can get together, do what they enjoy doing, but at the same time raising money. And just once again, Rosaline, remind us where the money this year is going.
This year is going to Muscle, Christopher, and Dublin MDI.
Okay, and there's not a target, but look, if you could top last year, wouldn't that be great?
We would just be so happy. Actually, we had a little man that comes down every year from Belfast. He's 80s, I think he's 86, and he goes out in Belfast every year with his bucket, and he phoned me last night to tell me he's over £300 collected.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing, yeah. A lovely little man comes down every year to support us, and he'd help out at the tea in Dunlow.
Does he have the bike? Does he bring a bike with him, or is he...
He was a biker. He comes down, his son comes down.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, and your friend circle and family circle is growing all the time.
It is indeed. You have a friend anywhere. If you want anything from any part of Ireland, you have a friend that will have it here in a few hours.
Okay. Is it Jim Boyle or John?
Jim Boyle, Sandra's Run.
Jim Boyle, Sandra's Run. Get on Facebook for more details. Listen, fair play to you, Rosalind. Enjoy the day.
Thank you very much.
And as I say, if people... Sorry, go ahead, Rosalind.
On behalf of Jim and Diana Michael from the Boyle family, we wish to thank you ever so much for putting us on the radio.
Jeez, it's nothing at all. Not the first time, and I don't think it will be the last either.
Thank you very much indeed.
All right, Rosalind Boyle, take care. Bye-bye. Enjoy the ride.